Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, Matt Micucci here, and this year Fred is once again media partner of Future Frames, the showcase of promising new filmmakers on the European film scene, organized by the European Film Promotion in collaboration with the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Joining us at this time, one of this year's Future Frames, Hyun Loris. Hyun, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you. First off, congratulations on being one of this year's Future Frames. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels really, really great. I'm very honored and thankful to be in this lineup. When I received the news, I was really, really excited. And
yeah.
Now that I know a little more about the program, I really can't wait to meeting all the other participants and jumping into the program they have prepared for us. It looks really interesting.
Definitely, it is a wonderful showcase, but it's also a great opportunity for us to find out more about the participants or the people who were selected as part of it. So I usually like to start off with a very simple question, and feel free to answer it in whatever way you like, but what is it that drew you to cinema? What made you want to make films?
Actually, it all started more or less with the thing that I was lacking creativity in the life I was having before I went to film school. But it could have been something else, to be honest. I was actually more interested in photography at first, but then my girlfriend, who is still my girlfriend, was studying film, and she said this might be something for you, and that's how I got into film school. And then I noticed that I really connected with film, and now we are here today, you could say. But it could have been something else also. I was just lacking creativity, and I wanted to change that in my life, and then film school came.
Why were you lacking in creativity?
I was doing a job as a bartender in a really cool bar in the south of Brussels, and most of the clientele were very most of the people were very artistic, like in theater or cinema or photography. So I was seeing a lot of artistic people every day, and I felt a little bit like excluded in a sense. Also because growing up, I was always kind of pushed into the non-artistic direction, so I never thought of it like a possible direction I could take for myself, because I never saw it as an option. And when I made the inquiry of my life back then, I asked myself the question, am I happy, or what could be better? And I noticed that being creative, like creating stuff, was something I really would like to change and be more part of my life or something.
Very interesting. So that's great. And you are actually presenting a short film in Karlovy Vary as part of Future Frames. It's titled Versailles. And would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. Versailles is a story about two sisters who are trying to reconnect in an attempt to reconnect, the older sister, Sana, she proposes to take her younger sister, Rana, on a trip to the seaside for the first time. Actually, it's a story about a young woman who goes back to the neighborhood where she grew up and tries to reestablish the relationship she had with her younger sister, but it doesn't seem too easy to jump back into that.
Did you write the screenplay as well?
Yeah, I have written the script. I teamed up with a colleague and a friend, Una Creso. She was like the script doctor of the screenplay.
Gotcha. But
I,
yeah.
but, Yeah, but it's an original script. Yeah.
What's interesting is that you, I read that you graduated film school while working on as a social worker. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you feel that any of those experiences influenced First Sight?
Yeah, definitely. As a youth worker, I've been, working with youngsters all the time, and most of them, they grow up in social housing projects, and most of them also are either lacking opportunities or seen badly by their environment or something. So you could say that I'm, as a storyteller, I'm a little bit attracted by those kind of stories. And whenever I start to write, it's those stories that come to me first, in a sense. You could say that my job as a social youth worker definitely influenced my writing.
Right. Do you feel like that they will continue to influence your filmmaking? I mean, what I'm trying to ask you is, do you feel that those experiences of working as a social worker kind of left you with a feeling that maybe you'd like to represent the stories of these people and these maybe underrepresented groups?
Yeah. At first I was scared to maybe, leave the, cause I'm not longer working as a youth worker. At first I was a little bit scared, and maybe my main source of inspiration would leave me without ideas. But actually, once you are a social youth worker, in a sense you remain it forever, because I'm still there, and I still keep contact with some youngsters, and I still have this eye, I'm still on the lookout for young people who need help, in a sense, maybe not like very consciously, but unconsciously, I'm still this. I still look at Brussels as through the eyes of a youth worker, in a sense. So I think, I will always try to represent the underrepresented stories, just as you said. I feel this need to portray the underdog and to tell the stories that are maybe less told. Yeah. So the arena might change, or the main character might get older, maybe. But I think I will always be inspired by those kind of stories. Yeah, in a sense.
We're going to have to end it here, but it has been a pleasure speaking with you, Hugh. Thank you very much for doing this, and I wish you all the best in Carlo Vivari.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.